Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.immc.org, for Tuesday, March 27, 2012. Three Palestinians are injured and five are arrested in Israeli soldiers and settler attacks in different parts of the West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Palestinian detainee on hunger strike Hana Shelby entered her 41st day of hunger strike today. She is protesting administrative detention and ill-treatment by her Israeli captives. So far, 50 prisoners have joined her protest and went on hunger strike. Her lawyers today warned that her health is reaching critical levels. Political prisoners announced that they will escalate their protest in April, with 4,500 political detainees planning a general hunger strike and boycotting the military court system. Meanwhile, Israeli attacks left three Palestinian civilians injured on Tuesday. An 18-year-old boy was shot in his leg by a fundamentalist Israeli settler in the old city of Hebron in southern part of the West Bank. The sources added that Muhammad Hisham Abu Akir, 18 years old, was admitted to surgery after being shot by a live round in his right foot. His condition was described as moderate due to significant blood loss resulting from the injury. Earlier on Tuesday, three brothers were wounded during an Israeli military invasion into Romanim village near the central West Bank city of Ramallah. One soldier was wounded during the invasion after being stabbed in his back, Israeli sources reported. The army claimed that the soldier opened fire at the three brothers after the soldier was stabbed. The three men were identified as Rashad, Akram, and Anwar Thib, one of whom is in serious condition. In other news, soldiers abducted three Palestinians in the Hebron district and two from Hussan village near Bethlehem during pre-dawn invasions targeting communities in the West Bank. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Tuesday, March 27th Daily News Roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. Join us again tomorrow for more news and updates. Please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by Hussam Kassis and me, Ghassan Bannoura.